Amalei Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana. Elohad D'Tanya, Mikol Ashi Yastem M'Gefen Hayayin, says in the Pasuk, Mikol Ashi Yastem M'Gefen Hayayin, Beis, M'Chatzare V'Adzug, Limeid, Kol Yisurim Shebenazer, I'm reading the Bach, Shemitzkar from Zemzeh. It's teaching me that grapes and wine and pits and peels and all the different Yisurim of Nazir combine to make the shear. Now, Lur Bekiva, Hashta Hayesh Lai Mehetim Itzdar for Isser, Isser Leisser Miboy. If bread and wine combine for Exias, so for sure grapes and wine combine for Exias, why do I need a pusik that we don't view each item of Nazir as a separate Isser, but it's all one family of Mikol Ashiyas and Megevin Ayayin? If Heter is Mitzayef with Isser from Mishras, so for sure Isser is Mitzayef with Isser. So why does we need a pasuk for that? That's the Gemara's kasha. Meaning, if you don't hold that to Mitzayef with Isser, so we need a pasuk to say, don't view all the Yisurei Nazir as separate. Now, I'm not sure why there would be such a Havamina, but the Gemara says there would be such a Havamina, right? So Taisus asks, "I we darsh from that as a clown prat." So Taisus says that it's from the word mikol ashiyasa megefen ayayin. Mikol is an extra word. It could have just said ashiyasa megefen ayayin. Mikol ashiyasa megefen ayayin is to tell me all the yisurim are one iser. So the question is, according to Bekiva, why do I need that pasuk? L'chayre hetzes mitzayif l'iser, so iser is for sure mitzayif l'iser. And for the Gemara, Amaloi Heter leIsser beBasachas, Isser leIsser afil beBasachasa. We have a site in all Torah Kula that Isurim are Mitzarif b'Kdei Achilas Pras. That means, let's say Achilas Pras is 4 minutes. I'm going to take that share. If a guy eats a half exayas of Chazer and 3 minutes later he eats a half another half exayas of Chazer, he's Chayiv because he ate exayas b'Kdei Achilas Pras. That's true by Nazir as well. If he ate a half exayas of grape and then a half exayas of pits, he would be chayiv if he ate a b'kdei achilas pras. However, heter and iser is only mitzarev if he eats the heter actually together with the iser. If he eats exayas, a half exayas of wine and a half exayas of bread 2 minutes later, he would not be mitzarev. Heter mitzarev l'iser means if he eats the bread with the wine, then he's chayav. But if he doesn't eat the bread together with the wine, we don't have that shiur of the achilas pras that you can have part of the eating before and part of the eating a little later. That's what's saying.
The bread was soaked.
That's what the pasuk says, but it teaches me had to mitzvah for Isser, which means even if it's not soaked, even if it's half exayas of grape and a half exayas of bread, had to mitzvah for Isser.
So I ate something, and then a minute later I ate a piece of bread. It's
no, it's not. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying here. Again, the Gemara is telling me that even though Hetem Mitzayef L'Isser, we don't have that allowance, that shear, that as long as you eat it with the Achilas Pras, it's Mitzayef.
The exact same time.
It has to be exact same time. That's exactly what the Gemara is telling me.
Maybe,
by grape, if you eat a half exayas of grape, and 2 minutes later you eat another half exayas of grape, that is mitzaref, even though you didn't eat them together. Because anything eaten by the achilas pras is considered eaten together, except by half the mitzaref with it, sir. Yes, sir, Michael.
I'm just saying, but the doctor said was, Mishras only can tell me if it's... So
it's a great question.
I'm
asking it's a great question, but that's not true. The bottom line is we learn that from Mishras that Hetem Mitzayef L'Isser. The case is soaked, but I don't think, obviously the Gemara doesn't feel that makes a difference. You're asking, let that make a difference. The Gemara doesn't feel it makes a difference. The Gemara is saying we learn that Hetem Mitzayef L'Isser, a half exayas of bread and a half exayas of grape eaten together, it's chayav. Now you're saying, it's not soaked, but you're eating it together. The Gemara views soaked and that is the same. I'm not disputing. I don't have a good answer to your question, except that the Gemara doesn't consider it a question.
When does it become more of a base of Leah? I
mean, you chew it together.
Is this saying that liquid and solid are mitzvah, even though it's not the Yom Kippur, Achilah and Shiyah is not mitzvah? normally?
Correct.
For Nazir it is.
Yes. Zagdarash. Two lines, my rush, it's two lines in the bottom. Everybody has a different print rush. Eloha the Tanya because he has to be Gavin Ayaya. We have a Gavin of the rush, the same thing as Tyson, the Shino Labore spirit can look clow. We use this punching as a clow. So what are you asking me? What are we learning out from Mikashi? That we needed it for a clow. Hoka Darish let me call. La Fila Mandale Darish let call. Even though there's a Gavarim Sokham Mandiyamad, it doesn't Darish and call. Me call Darishino. Yoi, the Bekiva Darish call, but Sokham Bekiva happens to Darish and call. Had to be Issa Basachas, I will Basachas there, I feel the Bekiva Achilles Brasloi. But one after the other, even if it's in the Shir of Achilles Bras, it's not Mitzdarif. Frank the Gemara.
How does the Gemara know this
price
is Rabbi Akiva?
What? It's also Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is assuming that everybody agrees to this price. It's not only Rabbi Akiva.
I know, but that's an assumption. Okay.
Because if not, what do you do with the pasuk?
Maybe wine and liquid and solid and mistaris, even though it's not normal.
Yeah, but the kasha would still be there. If Hetzer's Mitzvah plays to liquid and solid, Mishras.
No, we're not talking about
this. No, but if Hetzer's Mitzvah plays to liquid and solid, for sure Isser and Isser. Chavachayim would still be there. For Egg to Gemara, in fact, the Gemara at the kasha assumes everybody holds this bride's up. Frank the Gemara, Reb Shimon, the last plate zeros. Reb Shimon holds Kol Sula Malkus. Reb Shimon holds you don't need a Xayas to be Chayav Malkus. If you eat a little bit of Chazer, you're Chayav Malkus. You eat a little bit of a grape by another, you're Chayav Malkus. There's no sheer Xayas, according to Reb Shimon, for this. For other things, yes, but not for Malkus.
Just by another, you
say? By everything. Reb Shimon and the in the whole shas holds, Kol Shula Malkus. If you decide to eat less than a shear, that's chashuv to you, you get Malkus. So I don't need shiruf ever. So Pek the Gemara Shimon, the last place shiruf, he doesn't hold up shiruf, which means, Zuktarashi, Zuktarash, last, to me it's the last word on the Amud Beis, and then moves to the Amud Aleph. I don't know how it is by everybody else. Reb Shimon the last plate shiruf. Klau, Dharma Koshul Malkus. He says anything gets Malkus. Vein Tzorich Shir. So my Darish Bey. Mikol Ashiyas to my Darish Bey. So what if he dies upon the Mikol? Amalach, Aomi Bayale, Loyle, Mene Nazir, Ashiyazir Mikulam. We had this in the second Perek. There was a Machloikus. What's the problem?
We've had a point in the Mikra.
It's the word right after Hetzim Mitzarev, the Avazakazav, the Libut Achilles Prasloi, the Rush I just read before.
Yeah, I hear it.
The next word, you have it?
Yeah.
Reb Shimon, Dr. Ash, Dr. Rush, the last plate tier of cloud. The Omer Kol Shula Malkus, Vein Tzorich Shir. He says, any little bit of Chayav Malkus, you never need a shir. So my Darish Vein. So what is he darshan with because he asked him, he gave an ayayin. You never need a shiruf. And for the Gemara, Omer Lachahumi Bailei, Le'olam Einei Nazir, Achiyazim Mikulam. Back on your Aleph on his base, way back there, we had a Machloikus Tanoim. Was it Yudal from the base? It says here it's a Yudal from the base, but it's not a Yudal from the base. That's Gimel on the base. The Mishnah says, Hareini Nazim min Achatzanim, min Azogim, min Ataglachas, min Atumah, Harizet Nazir, Behold, Masnisim, Bloikrim Shimon. The Tanya of Shimon Aimer, Ein Achayim Achiyazim Mikulam. There's a machlokes over there. If a guy becomes a nazir of one thing, right, is he a nazir for everything? Reb Shimon says no. He's only a nazir if he accepts everything. Reb Shimon learns that out from the Mikol. That's what he learns out from Mikol. Zok derash, ain a nazir as a mikulam, mitraglachas, mituma miyayin, kudaminu le'el, perig beis. I don't know why it says perig beis. It's a perig aleph also. I don't know. Maybe it's there too. I don't know.
Well, it says, that's in parentheses, then it says,
be cool.
Perikama there.
Oh, that's what it's supposed to be, perikama. Okay. So I don't have it in my rush. They did not make that correction. But l'chair, it should be perikama. Don't think of my right. New sugya. Amar Abavah, Amar Ablazim. Kol revia shebetaira. Ein hetem mitzair for iser. Chutz merevia shebenazir. Now, this is a different statement than we had last time. Back on Daf, Lamed Hey Amid Beis, at the bottom of the page, Rabbi Vol quoted Rabbi Yechonon, Kol Yisurim Shabbatai Re'ein Hetem Estar V'Yisur, Chutz Mi'Yisurei Nazir. Right. That's what he quoted Rabbi Yechonon as saying. Rabbi Vol says in the name of Rabbi Lazar, no, only in liquid is it mitzayev l'iser by nazir? Kol revi'ah shebetayra, which means liquids, right? Ein hetem mitzayev l'iser shechutz mi iser revi'ah shebenazir sha'am retayra mishras. My ikar ben Rabbi Yechonon l'Rabbi Lazar. What is the difference? Alamed heim is beis. I don't know. Amr Hayim is based. We had a statement. Amr Bavo, Amr Rabbi Yechonon. All Yisroim Shabbatayra Hatter is not Mitzayev L'Ister except for Nazir. Now, Rabbi Bavo is quoting the Belozer. He's quoting somebody else. That says, Kol Revi'ah Shabbatayra Ein Hatter Mitzayev L'Ister Chutz Mi Nazir. What is the difference between what he quoted from Rabbi Yechonon and what he quoted from Rabbi Belozer? Zok the Gemara, my hiccup. Bein Rabbi Yechonon or Blazer. Dr. Gemara, Ike benayed Rabbi Yechonon Mar Biafila Eichlin, Rabbi Blazer Maskin in Midi Yechwin Eloi. The question is, how about bread and grapes? How about bread and grapes? Would that be Mitztarif? Rabbi Blazer would say no. It's only by liquid, wine and bread, where it's soaked, then it's Mitztarif. But two solids would not be mitzayev had to mitzayev l'iser, even by nazir. And Rabbi Yechonon holds always suri nazir and mitzayev. So Rabbi Lazar makes the difference between liquid and solid, and liquid and solid and solid.
Liquid and liquid.
Yeah. So let's see what the Rush says. You know, I'm bound by what the Rush says. This is why we learn. This is what. Let's see what the Rush says before we say our own commentary.
Are we talking in
the Rebbe Kiva
or in the
Chazon? In Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva,
the Mishnah says that
right. So let's see what the Rush says again. We haven't given the Rush a chance. That's the Rush. Amar Blazer called Yisurin Shabbatayrein had to Mitzayv Lister Chutz Mirviyah Shabbatayrein. He has a different gear than Agamar, by the way. Not called Revi'ah Shabbataira, but called Yisurim Shabbataira. This Swarm de Garci called Revi'ah Shabbataira. Shem de Benazir Gufei, Mem, he adds over here the word, Lai called Yisurim Mitzara. Even by Nazir, not all Yisurim are Mitzara. Rabbi Lazar Maskin and Midi Achwini Lai. Let's read the Rush. Bishon de Mishras Ksev. Says Mishras. The mashma davke shara pita beyayin, dino heter mitzayev im mashkin the iser. It's only mitzayev with liquid of iser, right? So when we say liquid, we mean liquid plus solid. It has to be the liquid of iser is mitzayev with heter. I will pass by the zog b'chartzon, but bread with pits and peels, loy mitzayev. The chiddush of mishras is only liquid and solid. The Torah made a chiddush by liquid of nazir that you can have less than a shear. But solid and solid? is not mitzvarif. That's what Rabbi Lazar holds. And Rabbi Yochanan, Goy Mafli, the Saber Goli Rachmana Bechad Misuri Nazir, who had been the Chosari Suri Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishras is a Gili for all. So, to say it bluntly is that Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rabbi Cohn that Mishras is only when it's soaked. But the truth is, I don't know. Because what would happen if you drink a half a Rabbius of wine and eat bread with it? It's not soaked. Would that be mitzdarev according to Rabbi Lazar? He says all liquid of Nazir is mitzdarev. I don't know if he needs it to be soaked. I'm not sure. But Sheikhain, Rabbi Yochanan says, even Salah and Salah. So Rabbi Yavoh is quoting two different people. He quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying one thing, he quotes Rabbi Lazar saying another thing. Zag the Gemara Vayt. Amar Rabbi Lazar.
Is it called Sheikhain if he had a liquid and liquid?
There's no two liquids that are Asr by Nazar. Oh, I mean, if he had heter liquid,
yeah.
If he had a half an ounce of wine and a half an ounce of water, or half a revius of wine and half a revius of water, the chayra would be mitzdarev. Chayra. I don't think you need a solid of heter. I mean, revius is mitzdarev. Again, I'm speculating. I don't see it beferish, so I'm speculating. I'm speculating. I don't know. I'm a Rabbi Lazar. Esther Revius said, there are 10 Shiurei Revius in the Torah. The Torah gave Shiur Revius 10 different places. Chamesh, Benukit Rav Kahana Biyadeh, and Rav Kahana, I don't know if you translate the word Nukit.
Organized.
Organized, that's what he says? Okay. Chamesh Sumkasa, Vachamesh Chibarta. 5 reds and 5 whites. The 10 revias, 5 refer to red liquid, and the red items, I should say, well, really a liquid, and 5 white liquids. Now, white doesn't have to be white. White means not red, meaning light-colored. Chamesh sumta, what are the 5 red ones? Nazir. The isser of wine, nazir, is a revias. Isa pesach. Right? We'll have to see what that means. Shehayru b'migdash, right? V'mesu. Now, what are those 5? So let's take them one by one. Nazir, revias yayin l'nazir. Torah gave a shir of revias by nazir. Ayse pesach, dam avudam shmul, ar b'kaisis halalu tzarek shayin b'em k'day revias. Pesach is a shir dalet kaisis. That needs a revius. Shahiru, Sasa revius yayin al yayra. Torah told us that a place that drinks a revius wine is not allowed to paskin. B'migdash, Sasa revius yayin v'nichnas l'migdash chayav misa. Guy drank a revius wine, and he went into the base of migdash. I believe it's when he did Aveda. I don't think it's the entry to the base of migdash. I think it's only if he did Aveda, but he's chayav misa. Umesu, the Tanya Minayin Revias Dam Shiyaitzim Mishnei Mesim Shimitam Babayo. How do I know Revias wine, Revias blood, that came out of 2 Mesim, meaning half a Revias of one and half a Revias of the other, that it's Mitame? Shanam Rav Kol Nafshais Mes Kloyavai, plural Nafshais, that it's Mitzarev, 2 Revias, 2 Mesim can be Mitzarev to this year. Fine. Those are the 5 red reviews.
Less than that, it wouldn't transmit
tumor. Less than a reviews wine is not metamabio.
Blood.
Less than a reviews blood is not metamabio. Meaning the mace is not there. There's blood of a reviews in a room. Everything in that room becomes stomach. If somebody enters that room, he becomes stomach. The mace is not there. It's dam mace. That's dalacha. Now, the chiddush is that even 2 mesim together can be mitzarev to revius.
I'm sure, Rabbi Yitzchak, this is 4. I'm counting only 4.
Well, I counted 5. Let's try again. Nazir, Pesach, Psak, Migdash, and Mesai.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sure. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
All That's five. Now,
four wines and one blood.
Correct. But they're red. Four wines and one blood. Correct. Also, Dalit Kaisis is a drabana. Right. So even though it's five, they say in the Torah, but one of them is a drabana for sure, right? The Dalit Kaisis is only drabana. You don't have to drink Dalit Kaisis with the rice. But it's listed. Now, it's interesting, and I don't know if the rest will comment, that I don't know why he has to bring the thing of two mesim. Even one mace, the shear is a revius. I'm not sure why. I'm sure Archko must say something. Right. The Mephorish says that it could have said one mace as well. It just brings the case of two mace, but it could have said...
Exactly the case?
What the case the Gemara brings?
Mace.
A guy died. They removed the body. But there's a reveal of the blood that came out after his death.
He died inside. Well, then he was...
But if nobody was there...
Wouldn't be Tame anyway, would it?
Anything in the aisle would be Tame. Now, let me finish. They removed the body. Blood still there. In walked Reuven. He was not there when the body was there. He becomes Tame Bayo. Now the truth is, the case of the Gemara, Revius Dam Shabbat Mishnei Meitzim, is a machloikis. One man the Amr says, no, it's not Mitzaref. The Gemara brings this Brisa, it could have just brought the fact that Revius Dam is Matame B'meitz. I don't know why the Gemara chose this. But the idea is the same, that a Revius is the Shir Tumah. It's a machloikis. It's a machloikis. That's a machloikis we will have later on, whether Revius Meis, Habo Mishnei Meis, them combines or not. The Gemara brings them on the Yama that says it combines. All the Gemara wants to show is that it's a Revius, it could have brought one Meis. So the Mefarish points it out, and he says it's Lav Davka, because we don't want to get involved in a machloikis. But what we want to prove is not a machloikis. This happens to be a machloikis, but the Revius is not a machloikis, it's whether you can be mitzar of two mesim. Revius dam of a mes is matame.
If Birchas Kohanim is not included in this.
What?
Birchas Kohanim.
Who says a word about Birchas Kohanim?
I'm asking, I thought you're not allowed to drink before they...
That's because it's Avodah.
Did they only do it from the mikdash?
No. It comes from the fact that Akayan can't do Avodah when he drank wine. From the fact that it's at the mikdash. So it's an outgrowth of that.
It's not literally in the mikdash.
Yes, the pasuk says when they go into the mikdash to do avodah. So we say any avodah, so Birchas Kohanim is included.
According to law, going to the mikdash, even if he's not doing avodah?
I said, I think that the issue is only if he does an avodah. I think. Again, I'm not ready to sign on a dotted line. But if my memory serves me correctly, it's only if he does avodah. That is chayav. Zakdarash. Ask the Revius saying, Basar Mekai Mesnit No Tayra Shir Revius. 10 places the Tayra gave a Shir Revius. Hey Sum Kasir Kamandana Yayin. 5 red blood or wine. Hey Chivurta Gamayim Eshemen. Water or oil. It's not white. Oil is not white, but it means light colored. But he nice and simulahem, and he made a simon. Sum Kasir, the simon is, Nazir, I said, Pesach, sorry, with a Migdash and Meitzel. Nazir is Revius Island. Nazir. Now, the rest is bothered, because if you remember the Mishnah said that we changed it to Gzayas of wine. Originally, they said Revius. Then later on, Mishnah Achrayna said Gzayas. We had that at the beginning of the Perek, I believe. So he says, Commissioner Rishayna. According to the Mishnah Rishayna, was a Revius. Shasa Revius Yayna Yaira. Revius Yayim v'nichnas v'migdash chayiv. V'ksiv Yayim v'sheikh al-teish, v'v'yachim al-ha-mayil. V'samach lo'i v'havdil u'lohiris. The source of psak is because it says right afterwards, lo'hiris, to paskin. That's how we learn out that a guy who drank a Revius wine is not allowed to paskin. Minayin l'Revius dam abom mi'beis meisim, v'ksiv al-lavshas meis. Beis nefashas v'shir echad, d'hainu Revius. Now here the Rush adds, su'shir chir sa'adam. A man needs a human needs at least the reveres of blood to live. She absolutely lechayas b'pachas reveres dam to the ease of a patient based the Shabbos reveres dam nasati b'chad. That means a reveres is the minimum shear that a person needs to live. What?
That's very little.
Again. Maybe it was a brisker shear reveres. I don't know. What? Yeah. Right. I can't hear you.
Why does he need to say it?
Why does the Rush need to tell you? I don't know. It's a good question. Why he had to tell me why this is the way it is. Maybe the other ones are more understandable. I don't know. I don't know. You know, the Tribune Rav used to make his Seder extremely quickly and go take a nap so he should be available to Paskin Shiloh's Pesach night. Because once he drinks the Revius wine, he can't Paskin. And a person that drinks Dalet Crisis can't Paskin a Shiloh. So he used to make the Seder 1, 2, 3, take a nap, and then wake up, be available to Paskin Shiloh's for people who have Shiloh's on Pesach night. Now, the question is showing somebody a Mishnah Berurah Psak? No. I mean, if somebody comes and asks the Shiloh, you can open up a Mishnah Berurah and show it to them. You're not Paskin. You're just showing him a Mishnah Berurah. The Shabina Rav was afraid of people that would ask him a Shiloh that's not in the Mishnah Berurah, that he asked a Paskin. Right? So that he doesn't want to do because once you think Revius one, you're not allowed to Paskin.
Wait, did Rebbe say that he made 5
Paskin
in
I have no idea what you're asking. You have not expressed yourself.
Me, no, that sounds unusual. It has 5 in top. You're talking about the 5?
Yeah, what, I mean, he
made a simon.
What was the simon?
The simon was, 5 words, 6 words, really.
Unusual statement.
I'm trying to read it, yeah. Nazir Aitha Pesach Shahiru B'migdash Omeisu. That was the simon.
That's a phrase.
It's a simon. It's a mnemonical aid. If you memorize that, you'll know the 5. Chamish chiyurta, back to the Gemara. Chalas, nazir, mitzayra, shenifslu, b'shabas. Okay? Those are the 5 whites. What is that? Chalas is revius shemen l'chala. That is a revius of oil for chalas taida. Taida had 4 types of breads. Let's read the Rosh. He'll do a much better job than me. Hey, Chiyurta, Simon, Chalas, Nazim, Mitzayr, Shanim, Slob, Shabbos. Chalas, Revius, Shaman, Lechala. Bechalas, Taida, Hayagimu, Mine, Matzah. There were 3 types of matzah and 1 chametz. Chalais, Rekikin, Revucha. Vahoyse, Teuna, Chatsi, Lug. And what?
What's Rekikin,
Revucha? Rekikin is wafers. And revucha means, I believe, soaked in oil. I believe so. V'haisa tuna chatzi lug. And you had to bring a half a lug for those 3 types of matzahs. Chatzi, chetzai l'chalas urikikin. Half of the half a lug, which means a quarter of a lug, was used for 2 of the 3. The chetzai l'revucha. And half was used for the revucha. So again, there were 3 types of bread. A quarter of a lug, a revius, was used for revucha, and a quarter of a lug was used for the other 2, together. For 10. There were 30 chalas, 10 revucha, 10 rikikin, 10 chalas, 30 matzahs. Therefore, you use the revius for 20 of them, and a revius for 10 of them. That's what it is. So now, v'yichay lekhatzi lug lebeiz revius. So when it says over here, Revi'a Shemen L'chala, it means Revi'a Shemen for each set of the Nazir. A Revi'a for set 1, and a Revi'a for the other one. There's 3. 2 and 1. Each one got a Revi'a for all 10 Chalas. I hope I'm explaining myself.
One got twice.
What?
One got 2.
No. Half a Revi'a, half a log for all of it. A quarter of a lug, which is a revius, was used for revucha. And a quarter of a lug was used for the other 2 minim. That means it was total of a half a lug, and each the matzahs, the rikikin and chalais were given 20, a quarter of a lug, and the other 10, that's why they were soaked in oil, they had more oil per challah, per matzah, whatever you want to call it.
How much? You can't do less than this or over this?
You can't do either one. You can't do over, you can't do less. That's the shear. Reviyah Shemin Lenazir. Nazir. What's with Nazir? Reviyah Shemin Lenazir. And Nazir only brought Dr. Rush. The Nazir loy maybe a lechalas or rekikim v'loy revucha. Nazir only brought two sets of bread. So according to a Nazir, when a Nazir came tar, Shaul ben Nazir had to bring bread along. Correct. So he brought two kinds of bread, and he had a revias together for all two kinds of bread. Metzaira is revias mayim lemetzaira. A metzaira had to bring birds at the beginning of his tara process, at the beginning of parshas metzaira, right? He checks the bird, oh, kli cheres, or mayim chayim. They have to have a revias of water. So to Rashi, Dr. Rush, metzaira, Revias Mayim Lamitzayim, Oksiba Tavel Aitim with Tatsipra Achayim, Bedam Atsipra Ashkuta, El Hamayim Achayim. There's a revias of that. But I mean, in Besait and Periklai, maybe, Mayim Shadam Nikr Tzipra Nikr Behem, it has to be water that the blood of the Tzipra is recognizable, Vishiru Chachamim Revias. And then the other two are, Shinif Salu, what's Shinif Salu? The Nan, Shar kol amashkim tmeim paislim esagviim berevias. If a tar person drinks a revias of tummy liquid, he becomes tummy, rabbinically. That's the sheer revias. That means there's a liquid tummy here, and a tar person drinks it, a revias of it, it makes him tummy. Now biblically, liquid does not make a person tummy, but rabbinically, drinking the liquid, a revias of it will make him tummy. No. Zokdarach, Shinifsu Nankal Maskim Tam lifts to be a revias, Mishnah Ibn Me'ila, Perigesh Kachem is Bayach. But Xeris Chachamim Hui, Miyutchez Dover, from the 18 Xeris Perikamad the Shabbos, that Shais Maskim Tameim, Nifsu Gufo Melechu Batruma. He becomes tummy enough that he can't eat Truma. True, but it's said about water. It doesn't say it about water, it's just called maskin tmeim. Good question, I don't have an answer. It's really not white over red. See, the other two were
red
oil. What?
Oh, so when we listen to red, it was after red, not
white. Right, exactly. And the last one is, Aleph, it says Shabbos. B'chosh, I'm sorry. Where am I up to? B'Shabbos, Nan, B'Shar Kol Amaskim Brevias, B'chol HaShayvchim Brevias. Over there it lists in Masechta Shabbos how much a person has to carry to be Chayev Achatas. It has to be a sheer choshev. So it says wine, this much. This liquid, this much. And everything else is a Brevias. And all things that are spilled out, like dirty things, liquid, are revias. So that's, again, it's not only white. And that's a sheer revias also. So there's five sheer revias, let's just say they're not red, that don't have to be red. Don't have to be red. Dr. Rush, B'Shabbat Zitnan, B'Shar Kol Amaskim Revias, 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 what's the sheer of milk, honey, and wine, so those are the 10 Riviasim. Five reds, and five don't have to be red. We'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow at 6 o'clock.